listening to Lake Radio. Lake Radio.
Hello, this is Troy Marks at Old Lake Radio. We're doing a little something special here today, and we're going to be discussing one of the best movies, or the top movie to come out in 2015 in December, Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. So I'm going to have everybody introduce themselves today, starting with...
Hi, guys. I'm Patrick.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Kofi.
I'm Savant.
And like I said, I'm Troy, and under the watchful eye of our teacher, Mr. James.
Hello.
So, guys, I'd like to start off with, did you like the movie at first? Did you like it, Patrick?
Yeah, I really liked the movie a lot. I thought it wasn't as good as the original trilogy, 4, 5, and 6, but it was much better than 1, 2, and 3, and I thought it was kind of similar to Episode 4, but overall, I thought J.J. Abrams did a pretty good job with the movie.
Okay, that's cool. What about you, Savant?
Well, you know, I liked it. I didn't like a few key components of the movie, and it had some flaws to me, but overall, I thought it was a pretty good movie.
Wait a minute. You said, what flaws? Haven't you never seen the other Star Wars movies?
Well, I just meant personal flaws, like I thought that really I didn't like in the movie. Just like two little things.
What's one?
Well, when Rey, the main character, she had, when she got tied up, not tied up, but she was under lockdown, the stormtroopers in the final scene of the movie. She kind of, you know, just out of nowhere kind of found out her true power. It was kind of random, like there was no training in that. So I'm just like having a hard time believing that it was like real. Just how do you go from having no training?
Anything is real in this movie.
Which, real quick, I guess we should say spoiler alert, right? When Rey is on lockdown and finds her force. Well, but Luke didn't, like, you know, he had no real training, and he blew up the Death Star, for crying out loud.
Well, but Luke is the chosen one. this girl, unknown character, we don't know who she is. She just comes out of nowhere.
And Luke got training by Yoda in Episode 5.
Well, but in Episode 4. Yeah. I mean, he's like, oh, convenient. He turns off his targeting computer, and he's able to miraculously do, like, this amazing shot to blow up the Death Star. I mean, come on. He used the Force.
But Rey also could be Luke's daughter. So there could have been some training in there, or she could have had training by Luke.
So you think Rey was trained by Luke as a child? So you actually think that?
I don't think that Rey is Luke's daughter, but I do think there was some training beforehand, and what happened was she got shipped to Jakku to get away from everything and to not get killed by the Knights of Ren.
Okay, so I'm a first time person to Star Wars, like my friend Kofi over here. Kofi, is there any way you would want to see the movie at all?
Me personally, I have no interest in seeing the movie or really anything related to Star Wars. I was interested in a lot of commentary.
Can you expand on that?
Well, actually, hang on though. Try to get a question. Like, Kofi, why are you hating on Star Wars, man? What's like?
I don't know. I mean, me personally, and like what the movies and stuff that I grew up around.
I guess it's all how you're raised.
Yeah, and this is not really my taste.
Okay.
I will admit that I have seen some Star Wars movies, but see, I wasn't even interested enough to remember which ones they were.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So no interest at all in seeing the new one?
Actually, no.
Okay. All right, that's cool. So, guys, what was your favorite part in Episode 7? I'm going to start off with you, Fenzel.
I think my favorite part in the movie, there's many points that we can pick up. But I think one of my favorite parts was the flashback, actually, where Rey touches the lightsaber for the first time in the cantina, and she has a huge flashback, and there's flashbacks with the Knights of Ren and Luke and everything, and what people don't realize is you hear some voices, like Obi-Wan Kenobi's voice. You hear Obi-Wan's voice. You hear Luke Skywalker's voice. And you see flashbacks of her parents leaving on Jakku. I think that's going to play a big part in Episode 8. And I think that lightsaber was calling to her, and it's a bigger part of the story that maybe it's meant for her after her father and her grandfather had it.
Because it was Anakin's in the prequels, wasn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, yep.
Yeah, so it might be a huge meaning to it. So, Savon, what was your favorite part in Episode 7?
Well, you know, I got to say my favorite parts, or one of my favorite parts, was when it was just Rey and Finn, and they had just found the Millennium Falcon, and, you know, they were trying to get away from the you know, the bad stormtroopers, I guess, the stormtroopers, and they were flying it. I remember that they were trying to get away from two, and, you know, they were flying away from it, and they were trying to figure out how to work it, you know, and they, you know, it was pretty cool, you know, they got away from it. I saw some pretty cool visuals.
Yeah, when they shot the plane down, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and also...
Well, they had no weapons, so they really just had to dip and dodge the plane. That's the real, you know, that was really what I liked. No weapons. It was just all piloting skills right there.
Okay, what about you, Patrick?
The overall picture was much better. I thought compared to the last movies, it was really good. I just liked, the dog fights between, the X-Wings and the TIE fighters. That was cool. And, I really liked how the stormtroopers had, no mercy on anyone, and they would, just kill random people and stuff. I thought it was, a darker movie than the first three.
So, Daisy Ridley, so she's a new person to the Star Wars thing. Do you think she played good as Rey? Do you think she fulfilled the role?
She played it well.
Well? Oh, okay. A little grammar right there. Do you think she played it well?
Throwing some shade there, man. What's going on?
A little shade.
Well, I think she played it really well for her first time being in a major movie.
Yeah, the first time, for real.
Yeah, and
she's a model.
Yeah, and to come into such a big franchise such as Star Wars and have such big tradition and history, I think she played the role almost perfectly.
Yeah, I understand.
So when the first trailer came out and you saw the stormtrooper take off his helmet and it was an African American male, what were your first thoughts? I want to go to Kofi on this. What were your first thoughts? Even though you didn't see the movie, I know you had.
I was ecstatic.
You were?
Yes, very.
Why?
Because then that particular situation seemed to change the storyline to me.
How?
Because now it became, well, me personally, I revolved the story around this new character who was black.
Awesome.
I thought it was great.
Well, and I can't remember, now, Kofi, you haven't actually seen the film yet, right?
No, I haven't.
All right. So just if I may, not only... I mean, the main character is a pretty integral part of Episode 7, which, you know, if memory serves, at least based on 4, 5, and 6, the only strong, you know, African-American characters were, if I remember, it's Lando Calrissian.
And Mace Windu.
Mace Windu from the prequels. What a beast. And then, of course, we had the voice of... James Earl Jones as Darth Vader. Right. So, but I think in all those situations, you know, Darth Vader was bad. Lando, we didn't meet until the end of Episode 5, and he was kind of a jerk then. So here we have, you know, a role for a character, and he's a good guy.
And Mace Windu, he was a pretty powerful force in the first 4, 5, and 6. He was a the new ones.
Well, he obviously wasn't that powerful because he bit it pretty hard at the hands of Emperor Palpatine. Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But
he also killed one of the, you know, most renowned bounty hunters in the galaxy. So.
Jango Fett, really?
He killed Boba Fett. That's true. Jango Fett, man. Was it Jango Fett?
It was because Boba was in the belly of Sarlacc in Return of the Jedi.
And it was all because
basically you killed him at Geonosis. In Episode 2.
And he bit it hard because Anakin, really, he was holding it down against the Emperor until he got his arms cut off by Anakin. So he was a really good Jedi, but he just got deceived. He got it deceived.
he had it in the bag. Yeah, Anakin didn't play fair, obviously.
Yeah, nobody saw it coming.
Right, but, hopefully, Finn, this new character, not bad for not being a Jedi.
I have a question, actually.
What is that, Cole?
This is to the group in general. I wanted to know, what is the deeper meaning behind the storyline of Star Wars? Like, beyond the lightsabers, aliens, and adventures of outer space. Like, what do you really think it's about?
Ooh, good question.
Well,
maybe the episodes kind of, they're basing it off, history, I'd say. Like, the Galactic Empire, kind of relates to the Nazis, It's, you get a kind of Nazi vibe from them.
Where do you get the Nazi vibe from? Explain.
Well, it's just all throughout the Star Wars series. It's an opposing force in the galaxy trying to, dominate, basically. It's just total domination of one system, basically one system of government,
Okay.
And
Go ahead.
Oh, I was about to say, and just Seven really kind of capitalized with General Hux.
Yes.
So, and with that speech he gave before he blew up four or five planets.
Yep. So what do you think, Venzel?
I totally agree with Savannah. I was about to add that speech that General Hux made after before he blew up those five or four planets, that was really a resemblance of maybe he's like the lead guy and he could portray Hitler a little, just because he's like the leader, and you notice throughout the whole movie that he's the one guy that really stands up to Kylo Ren, besides for Snoke.
Okay, so that was a good, great question, Kofi. I loved it. Now one thing I found disappointment was that Finn wasn't a Jedi. That's what I really came for. I wanted him to be the beast with the lightsaber.
Exactly.
Exactly. And he wasn't. But it was an interesting twist with Rey being the Jedi at the end. But do you think it would be better if Finn was the Jedi or if Rey was the Jedi?
Great question. I was about to say one of the other key component I didn't like was how it turned out that Rey was a Jedi instead of Finn. I was really disappointed.
Why didn't you like it?
Well, it's just, I don't know. I was kind of just rooting for him, so it might just be a personal preference. Yeah, I was just rooting for him,
Yep.
He was that guy.
Yep. Was well, if I can jump in.
Oh, go ahead. Jump right in.
So, as Patrick pointed out, there are a lot of similarities between Episode 7 and Episode 4.
Yep.
So, I hear what you're saying. It's kind of a bummer. You're thinking, oh man, Rey's going to be the, or Finn's going to be a Jedi.
Yeah.
But I would say that, Finn, in a way, is more like a Han Solo character.
He's not a Jedi, but he's still a great force in there.
Yeah. And notice, too, that there's also, in Episode 4, when we first meet Han Solo, and gentlemen, just remember, if anyone ever asks you, Han shot first, not Greedo.
No.
Han shot first. That's revisionist history. Han shot first, not Greedo. Anyway.
Unclear. I missed the old ones from the 70s and 80s.
Oh, the originals, huh?
Yeah, which Han shot first? What is this? What's going on here?
Oh, that will be a conversation for another day, because we're running out of time. We don't want to, but just know that Han shot first. But my point is that when we first meet Han in Episode 4, He's a bounty hunter, he's a smuggler. So he's already kind of not the greatest guy. He's shuttling the Obi-Wan and Luke, they get Princess Leia. He really doesn't want to be there. They return Princess to Yavin, and, he just wants his reward, and he gets out of there. So, he comes off as kind of a jerk. He's good at what he does, but, he's kind of a jerk, but then he comes through in the end. So, Finn, if you remember, Finn was lying, was pretending to be someone that he wasn't, just as a means of escape, and throughout Episode 7, Finn kind of is like, I don't have a dog in this fight, I just want to get out of here. But then, Finn comes to terms with wanting to help, Rey. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of feel he is like the new Han Solo.
Well, yeah. I should disagree with you on that. I think another character can be the next Han Solo, and that's Poe Dameron. Because once we meet Poe Dameron, he has that arrogance with him right when he gets captured by Kylo Ren, and he talks back to him and has the arrogance about him that Han Solo did.
I hear what you're saying, but I also there's a whole.
We're almost out of time right now for this beautiful segment.
We can let this go a little bit longer.
A little longer.
A little bit. We'll take it. We'll take it a little bit longer.
We never got Pat's intake on
exactly
this question, Pat.
Yeah, I think I agree with Mr. James here because I think Poe Dameron isn't as big of a character compared to Finn. I think Finn's a bigger character, like Han Solo was in 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
And I also think the background kind of matches a little bit, like how he wanted to get out of there, just get out of there, get free, and then leave.
Yeah.
And I think that he'll have a bigger role in the next few episodes as like more of a Han Solo type figure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, fans, hear what you're saying, but it's funny because the my generation of Star Wars nerds that liked episodes 4, 5, and 6, you know, the fan fiction is that who was kind of like the Poe Dameron of 4 and 5 and 6 actually was Wedge, which was a very minor character. There was more clips of Wedge that were cut out, you know, that were never originally released. But, you know, Poe was like the Wedge character. You know, it's the hotshot pilot, very good at what he does, not in it very much. We see him in the beginning, we see him at the end, and that's it. So yeah, I think I see Finn being the Han Solo. Okay, I'll defer back to you. I don't want
to. All right, let's come back to Fensel with this. He was.
Wait. I have one more question. You know, Han Solo and Princess Leia were in this movie, and that was something that got the older generation in the movie. You know? Because they wanted to see the Han Solo and the Princess Leia and where that left off, because that's what the prequels did.
And Chewbacca. Chewie.
And my man.
You got something against Wookiees?
Hey, listen. We don't need to forget about
people too.
Racist.
But do you think that Han Solo and Princess Leia got in the way, Harrison Ford got in the way of the new generation?
The big picture. That's
yeah,
what you're
the
saying.
Big picture. That's
Ooh,
exactly what I'm saying.
That's a good question.
Because he was kind of just like a wet dog, you know? He kind of came in here,
well,
showed up, and died.
Well,
you know?
I actually think that he had
Wait a minute,
good
was,
role.
Was Chewie the wet dog or Han? Han is the wet dog. Okay.
Well, Savannah, I actually think Harrison Ford played a great role in in this movie. He's, you know, he's getting up there in age, about 70 years old, and
yeah,
he actually really did very well to me. I think he was my favorite character in the movie, besides Finn. You know, that's my boy. You know, him and Daisy Ridley. You know.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but then you get to a certain point. How long can a character last before he outplays his role? You know.
Yes, I mean,
he was running along the battlefield. He shot a shot. He was running about 2 miles an hour. That old man would have been picked off. Honestly, he would have been.
I think he would have been picked off. I think like the
so
way
quick.
He
got
went
a point.
Out. I think the way he went out was like the right way, like a typical Han Solo way to go out.
Dude,
like,
big, it was big.
And I think like it was a good way to like see his character end. And like it was kind of like episode 4 where like Ben Kenobi or Obi-Wan dies and like no one wanted him to die and they all got like mad. And like same with Han Solo, like he was like that mentoring character and that's kind of similar to episode 4. So I think that his death sets like a storyline to like the next few episodes, like sets it up more than just him staying in the movie.
Yeah. I think it's entirely possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was an old man. Yeah. How's he doing that well on the battlefield? I don't.
I mean, it's Han Solo, guys.
How old was Chewie too? I mean,
Chewie doesn't age.
I know he's a Wookiee. That's different. I mean, you know, like what does Yoda say? When 900 years old you reach, look as good you will not. I mean, come on, like what? Chewie, he's just getting started, man.
He was in like what was he in episode 3 with Yoda when they were escaping?
Yeah, yeah, he's the one who helped Yoda get out of there, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's old. That was in Yoda's.
Yeah, I mean, Chewbacca's been around the block, man. You know, he's
running things under the surface. Under the surface.
Okay, so I have one more question for you guys. Did you like the movie? And, Kofi, will you go see the movie, please?
I think you should give it a shot.
After this long discussion, it has brought interest to me, but final decision.
I'll take you. Free popcorn.
Oh, wait a minute. There's free popcorn involved. You sit through
free popcorn.
I'd go
see
any
movie with free popcorn.
The only problem is that I'm sitting through a 3-hour long movie.
No, 2 hours, 21 minutes.
I mean, so was
two
Boys in the Hood.
2 hours and 21 minutes. You silly guy. With Troy Marks. Not sure if I want to do that.
Okay, well, okay, but maybe you take a date instead of Troy. Maybe you're, you know.
Not sure if my date's
it's
so
it's probably better than with me then.
Just get a side, man. They have no say. Just get a side.
You really going to say that on radio? I have a girlfriend.
Okay, so.
Well, just like a friend, you know.
Yeah.
If I find someone that I hang out with that's interested in Star Wars, then maybe.
Troy, you're the man for the job.
Maybe. Actually,
maybe.
I'm gonna get him. I'm gonna kidnap him. Ha! Just joking. So, did you like the movie at the end? I'm gonna start with you, Mr. James.
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of press at first, very positive, and now all the negative stuff's coming out. You know, being the old man in the bunch, growing up on the original three and then the prequels. I'm gonna say this: the prequels were terrible. The original three will always be supreme in my book, and I feel that.
Well, going back to the prequels, but the prequels were sweet for the little kids, though. All those Star Wars fights, you know. No, I'm.
Here's what I liked about. Look, here's
like pizza.
Here's what I liked about Seven. I think it did a really good job of passing the Star Wars torch onto a new generation, while still honoring. Like the quality of 4, 5, and 6. Yeah. Because it wasn't effects just for the sake of effects. They brought back Han and Leia, and though they both looked really rough.
Rough, yeah.
Like, you know, they still, like, you know.
And Luke looked huge.
Yeah, what is it? Yeah,
Luke looks like a caveman. I'm glad he didn't talk. If you heard him talk, in real life, it's over. Have you guys heard him talk? He's a monster.
Probably.
I think we got a question over here at Kofi.
But yeah, it was good. It was.
I thought the movie was good, but I thought it was a little overhyped throughout the years. Like when the trailers came out, I thought I was expecting more than what I saw. I'm not saying that it was a bad movie, but I thought going into the movie, I would have. I expected more than what I got out of it.
Do you think it was more so a money grab than anything else?
Ooh, cool.
I think it was. I mean, I think so. It got over $1 billion, and we all know that this is one of the biggest corporations. I think that Disney was all about it for the money. You see, they have all these the toys and the games and the comic books that came out, and they own Marvel, and Marvel has good writers for their comics. So
they
just are just getting money. I think it was the smartest thing. I don't think it was about bringing a corporation back, a Star Wars. I think it was a huge thing about making money.
It was, but I thought they still did a good job with like the making the movies and like passing the torch on and stuff. And I think part of it was to bring it back, but mostly. The grab the money, the potential money to bring it back.
Yeah. I mean, it was a business decision. I mean,
well, yeah, because once Disney bought Lucasfilms for $4 billion, you have to make somewhat money back in order.
Oh yeah, return on investment.
Yeah, exactly. Right, so right. I mean, it's a money grab, but it's also I think bringing back the one of the best movie franchises ever in Star Wars.
True that. I mean, isn't like, can't we look to Star Wars guys? And I mean, a lot of this. Definitely for your time, but I mean the concept of a movie trilogy started really in recent pop culture history with Star Wars. I mean, you talk about a trilogy of movies. Yeah. I mean, Jaws doesn't really count because it was more than just three movies. But I mean, like
and Rocky Star was Wars, a little bit after that,
right?
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, those weren't as related. Whereas we had this story in three installments. Where you know it's complete, and so yeah, I don't know.
Definitely. I don't know. I honestly have to disagree. I mean, maybe a small money grab, but the fans
is over $1 billion. A small
$1 billion.
Yeah, over. I'm saying as a money grab, they didn't go into it like, oh, we just want to make money. Maybe some of that, but then again, they still had to continue the story for the fans. They were looking for. I mean, if they didn't continue it, at their sake, I mean.
So, Kofi, I want your aspect on it. You said the question. What do you think?
I do believe it was a money grab, me personally, because although I didn't spend money to go see it, but
not that you're not spend money, you haven't seen it.
Yeah, so I refuse to give my money to them.
You refuse.
Okay. What makes you think it's a money grab though? And you're like having on the outside looking in. Why is it a money grab?
Being someone on the outside looking in, I would say that it was a money grab because I don't feel like what I've heard in the commentary that I've saw, I don't feel like it was the same storyline as before. Or even like with the whole new, maybe it's just the whole generation changing. That's what made it seem different. But with me seeing the other Star Wars movies and not seeing this one, I just had this feeling that it wasn't the same. And them bringing it back at this time, I don't think it was like, it's kind of unexpected and random.
You said you've seen the other ones?
Other ones, yeah. I've seen
like
other
seen the
ones.
Earlier ones.
The early ones, yeah.
So the older ones?
4, 5, and 6.
Early, older, yes.
Okay, so do you think like the older ones were, I think personally, were for the older people though?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, I
not,
said
not
was,
for the
it's
younger
stepping
people.
Stepping into a new generation.
So maybe when you were younger, you didn't really understand it. You thought it was just boring people
yeah,
just
definitely.
Talking.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I
so
thought.
So is that probably why you're not really
true.
Interested?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's interested
no,
all
no,
three.
No, no. I just don't like
you
it.
Just
at don't, all.
You just think it's a waste of time.
The whole lightsabers and things like that. Yeah. No.
And okay. Wait, real quick. Another thing I didn't like, and I think you all would agree who saw the movie, Kylo Ren seemed kind of lame to me. Just a little bit on that.
Well, okay. We're going to have to discuss that at a different time, okay? Like I said, this is Old Lake Radio. I'm here with Kobe Bashir, Patrick Henry, Brendan Finzel, and Savon Rinker, and our great teacher, Mr.
Yes.
James.
Yeah.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everything.
Where's the Wookiee? Give us the Chewbacca.
there you go. All right, follow us on anything. And 3, 2, 1, we're out.